Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that, you know, people are kind of curious about, inquisitive about, they kind of ask every now and then. That question is about whether after we die in the hereafter, we will be able to communicate with our relatives who have also passed away or not. Is it because, you know, obviously a lot of us, we love our relatives, we love our spouses, we love our children, we love our father, our mother, our grandchildren, our grandparents. And, you know, and it pains us when they pass away. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they want to meet, once again, meet these people. So the question today is a very simple question, and that's whether this is possible or not in the hereafter. So we can answer this question in a number of different ways, or to explain this in another manner, we can say that this depends on the stage of the hereafter we're speaking of, right? As you know, the hereafter there's a number of different stages that a person must pass through before he finally gets to, where his respective place that he has to go. There's death, then there's the questioning of the grave, and so on and so forth. They're called mawaqif, or the way stations of the hereafter. Oh, so the first stage after death is the stage of the purgatory, or what we call barzakh. According to very reliable traditions, it has been mentioned that the believer, human beings in general, meaning regardless of whether they are believers or unbelievers, after they die in their purgatory, they will meet one another. They will meet, including their relatives. For example, we can, in order to reinforce this, we can refer to one of the traditions mentioned in this regards is the following. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in his presence, something was mentioned regarding the spirits of the believers. That holy Imam, the sixth Imam alayhi salam, said that the spirits of the believers will meet one another in the purgatory. He said that the spirits of the believers will meet one another. When a person in this gathering, he was amazed by this and said, is it possible for people, the believers, to meet one another? The Imam said, yes. He said that they will speak with one another and they will recognize one another. And when they see somebody they know, they will say, oh, that is that person, so-and-so, that I knew when I was alive. All right, so this tradition, it clearly indicates that this is something possible. In another tradition, it's been mentioned that the Imam was asked, where are the spirits of the believers? He said, they will be in in rooms in paradise. They will see one another and visit one another. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether the spirits of the believers will meet one another in the hereafter. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.